Hello, Professor Peter Lynham.
Yes, on this miserable wet day.
Oh, man, after the weekend as well. It was so sunny and nice all weekend, and then it got cold, actually, and wet.
It got cold and miserable. Yep, that's right.
Oh, damn it. Not great, weather for door knocking.
Yes, that's right. And who should we be talking about but the door knockers par excellence, the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Yes.
Because they are back. And this is important to warn all your listeners.
Okay.
The Jehovah's Witnesses have re-permitted their witnesses to go door knocking. And this is pretty significant for them because for 2 years, all they've been able to do is to write letters to people, inviting them to connect with them. I don't know whether you've had any letters. I've had a couple of
letters. I've had a couple in the mail, left in the letterbox. Do you know what, Peter? I don't think I've ever encountered a Joho face-to-face at my doorstep, but I have got mail in the last 2 years.
Yes, I think they've been very thoroughly in the last 2 years working through for something to do.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's a lot faster to write a letter than it is to door knock. Door knocking has been fundamental to the Jehovah's Witnesses ever since they came to New Zealand. And it's pretty interesting because to have been not permitted to door knock must have cost them enormously in terms of their impact. I mean, I know that mostly we deride them or try to ridicule them. But these, or if you haven't ever had them at your door, I wonder whether they target receptive areas.
I live in Avondale, so I mean, do they have a strong presence?
I would have thought that was a highly receptive area, I would have thought. But mind you, apartments are tricky to door knock on.
Yes.
So if you're in an apartment.
No, normal house, kind of house.
Okay.
Just housey house. But maybe I'm just not home at the time of day that they...
And I think that's true. They generally do weekends because Jehovah's Witnesses, actually the obligation on a Jehovah's Witness is to what's called publish. So this is to publish abroad the good news of the gospel. And publish abroad means to door knock. And they have to report that they're active in door knocking. And they fall into one of two categories. They're either average publishers or they're peak publishers. And peak publishers, I presume, knock on more doors. And certainly the numbers do suggest. There's fewer of them than there are average publishers. Although it looks as though among Jehovah's Witnesses there's quite a competition to see how many doors you can knock on. I might say that their yield per door knocking would not strike anybody as particularly high.
Yeah, what's the conversion rate? What's the conversion rate? I mean, out of all the religions and trying to get new members for your church, which church has the highest conversions and why do you think that is?
Well, Jehovah's Witnesses have tended to do pretty well compared to most religions, but for the work put in, it's pretty poor. So last year, according to their official records, which I've just been working through, they baptized 327 people. So for 14,000 Jehovah's Witnesses in New Zealand who were active as publishers, that's not a great yield.
No.
And they have one service a year that you're invited to, and this is their memorial feast. An interesting thing about Jehovah's Witnesses is they have a communion service once a year at what we would call Easter, but they certainly wouldn't call Easter, because they reject all these traditions as being the consequence of Christianity being infected by pagan ideas. They count them up every year, and they get roughly 20,000 people per year. So that's not a large rate of people that are coming in, but it is slowly but surely increasing.
Yes.
Not as a percentage rate of the population, it stays roughly the same. But I am very interested to know what sort of people are attracted to them. Because if you look at the people who come, well, you haven't seen them, but when you come to your doorstep, but I'm often struck that it's mothers with their children,
yes,
clinging on to their hands, or, I mean, they're certainly not smartly dressed. This is not the profile of a glitterazzi in any way or form. Mm. This is plain, ordinary, hardworking New Zealanders.
Yes.
Who, boy, do they put some effort into it, because they give up their weekends to do this work.
The work of God.
Well,
obviously, judging by the texts that are coming through, the BFM listenership are not fans of them coming to their doors. Or someone is saying that they ring them on their home phone.
Apparently, oh my goodness.
Apparently they see
well,
every...
Well, I suppose that would have been an alternative to... So they would have worked through phone books to get the names and addresses. And that may have been how they came to write to people. I don't know. Because otherwise, how would they have the names and addresses of people? I just thought they put these blank letters into the letterboxes. I think mine were like that.
Yeah.
So my guess is that what's happening is that Jehovah's Witnesses are unpopular because they're linked with the refusal to have blood transfusions.
Yes.
And because of their kind of doer conservative appearance and style, which is pretty characteristic of them.
And Texter has also pointed out that there's no oral sex for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
I can't vouch for that. I haven't seen that code book, but I would well believe it, because they draw a lot of instruction from the Old Testament and rule out lots of behaviours because they're not in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And so that's distinctive. An aspect that's quite interesting is that Jehovah's Witnesses are celebrating this year 75 years of legally being allowed to be in New Zealand. That's 1947. Before that, there were Jehovah's Witnesses in New Zealand going right back to around the time of the First World War, and I believe according to them, maybe even before that. But during World War II, it was decided by the government that they were a subversive organisation, and they're the only religious organisation in New Zealand that's ever been formally banned from existing.
Yes.
And so at that time, it was held that their door knocking could be linked to subversive activity. And so going door to door, could they be enemies spying out who in New Zealand might be?
Yes.
I don't know quite what, but that was the view. And this caused them tremendous grief. Nobody was ever put in prison, I think, for this activity, but several were charged, and great attention focused on, of all places in New Zealand, the unlikely spot of Oamaru as the centre of their subversive activity, I think because they held a conference there, and it drew great attention to it. The intriguing thing about the Jehovah's, what are they witnessing to? Well, the witness is to the coming of Christ. But when is this coming of Christ?
Soon?
Well, according to some ways you read Jehovah's Witnesses, it took place actually in 1914.
Oh.
None of us noticed it at the time. And then there was to be a further revelation in 1975. Again, nothing particularly happened. And there were great surges of joining Jehovah's Witnesses in just before each of those dates, and then a bit of a drop-off, as you can imagine, after that. I don't think currently they're offering a date of when the Lord will appear from heaven.
Okay.
But for Jehovah's Witnesses, the great hope is to be among the 144,000 who are the elect of God. It's an American religion. Its headquarters are in New York City. From Brooklyn, they spread the news and do all this publishing of little pamphlets, which typically represent the traditional American family, you know, a sober, hard-working, working-class family. Of course, such sober, hard-working, working-class families don't exist to the same extent that they used to. So in America, there's been quite a significant decline. But you see, in New Zealand, among poorer parts of New Zealand, I've been intrigued, and I'm trying to work out whether, in fact, it's particularly popular in the sorts of places that people go to find cheap housing. So that, you know, go down the main line, and a place like Huntley will have a strong active, or Whangarei,
yes,
will have strong active Jehovah's Witnesses groups. And in South Auckland, they seem to flourish quite significantly.
We've had a couple of interesting texts come through, Peter. Someone just, right, this is, I guess, the highlights the tenacity of them. Crikey, I've even had Jehovah's Witnesses knock on my door in Darwin, in the Northern Territory. Yeah, riding around on their bicycles in the tropical heat. Mad.
That is dedication.
Someone else has said, weirdly enough, they don't come down our driveway anymore. Maybe the cauldron and the sphinx on the door keeps them out.
It could be, because I think my understanding has always been that the Jehovah's Witnesses keep a record of where they have visited.
Yes.
And they try to sort of, I think, pick likely territories. So I used to make the Jehovah's Witnesses very uncomfortable by having my Greek New Testament at my door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd was rather naughty, really, but I'd get them to make some emphatic statement about the Bible, that it's, that our translation is the only true one, and then I'd produce the Greek New Testament and say, "So what? Just explain to me what's wrong with it." It's a little bit naughty, but there we are. I'm afraid they probably confront a bit of that. I think what now I find them very interesting, because what will keep them in this hard work? And it's very clear, I think, that to be a genuine Jehovah's Witness, you actually have to do this witnessing. There's nothing optional about it at all. If you want to be in the Lamb's Book of Life, you will need to keep working. Some have said that the 144,000 number has already been sealed off.
Oh, bugger.
So you've got to try and get in the sort of late comers list, and you'll only get that by being very active. Now, I'm not sure that's very fair to the Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, not at all.
But, boy, diligence is the heart of their life. And so if anybody wants a religion to get there the hard way, this is the religion for you. Yeah.
All right, Peter. Hey, thank you very much for another great edition of That's the Spirit. We'll look forward to speaking with you next Monday.
Excellent. Very good.
Bye.
See you later. Bye.